This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Georgia today, Russian tanks rumbled away from the city of Gori, along with hundreds of soldiers. Russia says it has met the terms of a ceasefire agreement signed nearly a week ago, but the U.S. disagrees. The White House insists the withdrawal from Georgia is not complete and is calling on Russia to comply with the agreement immediately. NPR's Ivan Watson has our story from Georgia.
Russian military commanders in Georgia, as well as the Russian President Dmitry Medvedev himself, have made repeated pledges that Russian troops will withdraw from Georgian territory. And yet, over the last week, the Russians have missed their own departure deadlines several times. As recently as yesterday, Russian soldiers were digging fresh trenches around their positions, while also sending army patrols deeper and deeper into Georgian territory. Then, suddenly, this afternoon, there was a flurry of activity at this Russian checkpoint near the Georgian village of Igoeti.
This may be the moment Georgia has been waiting for. All of a sudden, the Russian soldiers at this military checkpoint, just 20 miles west of the Georgian capital, packed up their gear and piled up on top of six Russian tanks. And they have pulled out of their dug-in positions on the side of the highway and gotten on the road and are preparing to leave. Now, I asked one of the Russian officers, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going home," with a big smile on his face.
"Do svidaniya," goodbye, said another Russian soldier from the top of his tank. His vehicle rolled down the highway, following at least 50 other tanks, trucks, and armored personnel carriers, all headed in the direction of Russia. These five soldiers had to make part of the journey on foot, slinging their guns over their shoulders and carrying their blankets and bread in plastic bags. "Screw the Georgians," swore this soldier named Alan. "This visit here was a holiday," he boasted. "The Georgian army was a joke." Not far behind the column of departing Russian vehicles followed a convoy of at least 15 pickup trucks loaded with Georgian police officers, some of them holding Georgian flags.
Russian, go. Finish. Finish.
"The Russians are going," said this Georgian policeman, but he may have spoken too soon, because 10 miles east of the Georgian town of Gori, which the Russians have occupied for more than a week, stood a Russian checkpoint that had yet to be dismantled. When Georgian police officers approached it on foot, a Russian soldier blocked their way. "Are you leaving?" asked a Georgian police officer. "Not yet," the Russian soldier answered, adding, "I have orders not to let you pass." The Russian army invaded Georgia after the Georgian government tried and failed to recapture the Russian-backed breakaway region of South Ossetia by force. Since then, Russian troops have systematically dismantled and destroyed the bases of the Georgian military, which has received extensive training and equipment from the U.S. This week, the Russian Defense Ministry unveiled maps of a proposed buffer zone around South Ossetia, with Russian army outposts located up to 10 miles into Georgian territory.
"Those buffer zones are completely illegal."
Nick Rurua is a Georgian lawmaker who serves on a parliamentary defense committee. He claims the proposed buffer zone violates the ceasefire agreement, which was negotiated by French President Nicolas Sarkozy.
"They have no legal basis whatsoever. The ceasefire plan that was signed by French president, Georgian president, and Russian president. Those buffer zones are complete creatures of Russian Federation's general staff. This is attempt by Russia to legalize its occupation somehow."
The Russians are using a loophole in the ceasefire agreement, which says Moscow may conduct, quote, additional security measures in Georgia. Today, Russian troops were digging into defensive positions around Georgia's Black Sea port of Poti. A confrontation on the Black Sea may be looming. An American destroyer and a Coast Guard cutter loaded with humanitarian supplies are now steaming towards Georgia. Since the conflict erupted 2 weeks ago, Russian warships have imposed a partial blockade of the Georgian coast. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Tbilisi.